You're on Texas Standard Time.
Drive down a windy, muddy road hidden on the backside of the airport's southernmost tarmac, and you'll find a shiny new hangar and office building. It's X-Core Aerospace Texas headquarters. Midland native and city councilman J. Ross Lacey says this is just the beginning of a new era for the city.
We're the only commercially operated air and spaceport in the world.
Lacey's also president of the Spaceport Development Corporation.
We're the only one where you can fly in on Southwest, but then also take off on a horizontal takeoff of a spacecraft. No other place in the world can say that designation.
He says the Permian Basin has always been known for its pioneering spirit. Lacey hopes the Midland International Air and Spaceport continues that tradition by helping Midlanders reach the heavens, or even get a job at one of the airport's aerospace business tenants. Currently, those include Spacesuit Manufacturer, Orbital Outfitters, and X-Core. They're a private space travel company, and they design and manufacture rocket engines.
Now, it's time to take one step beyond.
In the X-Core promotional video you're hearing, the company lays out their goal.
Space accessible.
X-Core's president, Jay Gibson, recently relocated their facility to Midland from Mojave, California. He says Midland's air and spaceport opens up a wide range of opportunities for the public to become involved in space travel. Gibson thinks other aerospace companies will follow.
Recently, you saw Sierra Nevada say that they've chosen Midland to be one of the alternative sites or landing sites for the Dream Chaser. I mean, that's just a very, very early indicator that the Midland spaceport is relevant.
To help X-Core find its local workforce, the University of Texas of the Permian Basin created an aerospace degree program and began enrolling students in August of 2016. UTPB says they'll soon break ground on a new facility at the spaceport. Aerospace engineer Redha Wahadi heads the department.
We are building state-of-the-art labs in aerospace engineering. We started receiving some of the equipment we've ordered, and we are in the process of purchasing new equipment. In a year or so, this department will look significantly different in terms of capabilities and quality of education.
Midland Councilman Ross Lacey says the greater UT University system is helping bolster the new aerospace program.
Where we got an additional $250,000 grant from the UT system to help with his laboratory and help with his, as he's moving forward and doing experiments and things. So it's exciting times. We saw immense interest from the younger generation that wanted to start getting aerospace engineering degrees.
UTPB senior Sean Ellis is part of the program. He says he can't wait to graduate and put his degree to work, helping get people into space.
I definitely think it brings a lot more possibilities to the area, especially whenever we've had X-Core engineers come and talk about what they're testing out here. It's really fascinating, and I hope to hear more about it.
If you'd have told me when I was born here in Midland, Texas, 34 years ago, that I'd be president of a spaceport, you know, that was just not even imaginable at that time.
Lacey says space travel isn't their only goal. The spaceport also hopes to give Midlanders supersonic international flights.
We're hopeful that next year we will start our partnership with Prestwick Scotland, forming the very first international spaceport agreement.
As the spaceport continues to mature, Midlanders can truly begin to live up to their motto, the sky's the limit. In Midland, Texas, I'm Lana Straub for the Texas Standard.